On today's episode of the IoT Show, we'll talk about an integration that's been developed between the Azure IoT team and the Qualcomm team. And we have a couple of champs from Qualcomm joining me on the IoT Show through Skype to demo us a dev kit that's seamlessly integrated to Azure IoT Hub. Hi everyone, thanks for watching the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host. Today we have Nagaraju with us, and we have some other Qualcomm folks to show us some cool demo on some device that connects to Azure IoT. Hey Nagaraju, how are you?
I'm doing excellent, thank you. How about you, Olivier?
I'm awesome. Now we've figured out all this Skype thing and we have the connection set up. How about you introduce yourself and what your team is doing at Qualcomm, and then we'll talk about the device, the demo, and so forth.
Absolutely. So basically, I'm from Industrial IoT Group from Qualcomm. Primarily, we look at chipsets that are applicable for Industrial IoT segment. I'm Director of Product Management, leading software activities on Industrial IoT chipset, and also ecosystem enablement. That's primarily the function that I'm driving at Qualcomm.
Awesome. And so, like, everyone knows Qualcomm for the chip that goes into cell phones and other types of devices, and now more and more know them for the IoT and industrial IoT devices. So one of the things that we like in IoT is having devices connected, right? So I hear you guys have made some sort of integration with an existing dev kit that you have and one of the chips to seamlessly integrate into Azure IoT, correct?
Yep, absolutely, yep.
So can you tell me a bit about this dev kit and actually what has been done, what kind of work in terms of integration you guys have been doing with the Azure IoT team?
Absolutely. So actually, I mean, as we started looking into the industry for the IoT applicability with the connectivity in need, there is a new technology that's evolved, what is called LPWA. It's a low power wireless technology. Which is primarily needed for IoT use cases where you need power efficiency and bringing in lots of devices to the network. Mm-hmm. So with that intention, LPWA technology came out. Basically, what it supports is there are two specific WAN technologies, CAT M1, it's also referred as EMTC, and NB-IoT. Those are the two protocols that have been developed for the IoT segment. So at Qualcomm, we actually developed MDM9206, which is a chipset that supports these standards, of course, along with the existing 2G GPRS capability. So it's a multimode chipset that actually enables devices to connect to the cloud and serve the typical needs of the IoT segment, right? Which could be a tracking device, a smart meter, or you can put it in a gateway, smart lighting. There are varieties of use cases where this LPWA technology is very much applicable. And that's the chipset.
Okay.
Primarily, we are driving, yeah.
Okay. And I can see, what I like in this scenario is that you don't need to have a gateway. These devices will then connect directly to the internet and then to the cloud, correct?
Oh, that is true. Yeah, absolutely. So in fact, most of these devices would actually can connect to the they will connect to the cloud directly. We also have a gateway product, which we can talk separately, where we can still do the edge computing user a separate portfolio of Azure with Qualcomm platform integrated. But today's talk is mostly going to be focused on MDM9206 chipset, which directly connects to the cloud.
Awesome. And you guys have prepared a little demo, so I think we're going to switch to the demo and see the dev environment, how you program for that board, how the integration works for the Azure IoT SDK, and actually we're going to see the board connecting, the board doing some stuff, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So just to set up the stage for the demo, Qualcomm MDM9206 chipset, it has an integrated application processor. So what we would like to offer to the ecosystem is to enable cloud connectivity software stack to run on the integrated application processor, okay, which is very powerful. And as part of our overall objective, what we were really looking for is to have collaboration with someone like Azure, who has a broader footprint in the cloud for IoT, where pre-integrating Azure IoT device SDK on Qualcomm platform would actually enable our customers and our customers' customers to leverage that pre-integration and develop an application that is needed for a specific vertical more easily. That's the objective. So awesome. With that, we had a great collaboration with you and your team to pre-integrate, and we have completed that. And that's what we are going to showcase in the development kit now.
That's awesome. Just like can't wait to see it in action, because definitely having a device that basically gets you program your app, focus on what your business logic is about, and connectivity, connection to the cloud is all sorted out, all secure and so forth, integrated into the chip with the software. Love it. Let's check out the demo.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, hi. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, Olivier. How are you doing?
Good. How about you introduce yourself? Because we have acknowledged you before, but we didn't get a chance to get you to introduce yourself to the viewers here.
Yeah, hi. My name is Murli Bharadwaj. I am the Director of Engineering in Qualcomm Modem Software and working on cool IoT stuff with Nagaraju here, trying to make things a reality with respect to IoT services and IoT cloud connectivity on actual customer devices. That's my role.
Awesome. Well, let's jump onto the cool stuff then. Like, show us what you have. And share your screen, and then we'll get into that demo.
Sounds good. So I'm starting to share my screen here. So hopefully you can see the screen here.
Here we go. Yep, we can see it.
All right, sounds good. And I'm actually going to show. So basically, what this demo is as Nagaraju explained. You know, we have a live demo going. Mm-hmm. On a dev board, an IoT actual dev board, a dev kit, and this has a Qualcomm 9206 MDM chipset on it, and it is connected, as I said, to a live carrier network, and then the demo, the chipset actually has the Azure you know cloud pre-integrated, and the demo actually talks about how easy it is for end users to actually write cool Azure applications, and you know how easy it is to enable to run these applications on this dev board. First of all, how to build the application using the Qualcomm IoT SDK that's provided to the users, and how do you actually use that toolkit to write the application and to push the application into the Qualcomm chipset where the Azure cloud is actually pre-integrated, and then to run the application so that you know, these applications could be any sensor-based applications or any data collecting applications that would basically collect the data and then push it to the Azure cloud through the Qualcomm chipset. That's what the demo is about.
Awesome. Well, let's make it happen.
All right. So here is the actual dev board that I'm showing you right now.
Okay.
This is a real customer dev board. And now I'm going to actually show you the demo. So on this, on the left hand of the screen here, we have the application that's running. That basically has been developed by, let's say, an end user. And this is a sample application, of course, that we're showing. And similarly, customers can write their own application with their own user menu, or you know, to do whatever they need to do to collect the data and ship it to the Azure cloud.
Okay.
And as you can see on this screen here, there are multiple options where initially the data call is brought up from the sample application because it needs a data call connectivity to the Azure cloud.
Okay.
And then there's a certificate application that if you're using it in a certificate mode, then you could be using the certificate app submenu. Okay. And then eventually you start, once the data call is up and running, then you start the Azure application that basically either uses certificates or uses a connection string that's actually you know hardwired to the Azure cloud.
Okay.
And then you start running the application. Once the application starts running, then you issue certain commands to collect the data from the application and then ship it to the Azure cloud. Right now, we obviously don't have any sensors connected to this dev kit board, but that's eventually how the customer devices would be running using sensor devices connected. But we're just using some you know, random data here just to show a demo where the data is picked up from whatever is you know predefined or canned set of data you know, in the application and then pump the data to the Azure cloud.
Okay.
So basically, first we start with the starting the data application here.
Okay.
So we go inside the sub menu and then we do initialize, and then we do a register. And once we do a register, then basically we set up the call. And then we start the call. And these parameters, you know, basically are saying that, you know, what APN we are going to be using, whether it's an automatic connection, you know, depending on which network, LTE, GSM. Right now we are using whatever automatic network is available for the device pickup, and it's a V4 or a V6 address. We're using V4 because that's what Azure supports today. So everything is nicely set up for the applications to configure and use whatever options they want to use.
Okay.
And this is up and running, then we switch over to the Azure app.
And while you're doing that, quick question for you. So all the code for these the sample application that you're actually showing right now are provided, right? So people can just like get the source code for these apps and modify and adapt for their own application.
That's correct. So sample applications are provided. And also there is a good amount of documentation on how to go about writing the code to bring up a data call connection, right? And eventually how to collect the data and then ship it. So all that documentation is readily available with the sample application.
Awesome.
Okay, so now we go to the Azure application, and then now we start sending the actual data.
Okay. So that one is basically just establishing the connection using, in that case, you're using the connection string, right? And then so basically produced in IoT Hub, you have an ID that has been created, you have a connection string, you're using the connection string in your code, and it's going to start sending data up to IoT Hub.
Right. Okay. That's correct.
Which actually, in terms of code, because you're integrating our SDK, is a matter of like creating a client and then just calling send event for sending data.
That's right. That is correct. Okay, so I've started sending the data here, and then now I'm going to switch to the right hand of the screen where it's actually showing the device explorer for the IoT Hub.
Okay.
And we are monitoring the data on this particular
device. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So now it's connected. On the right hand side, you can see it's actually receiving events on the IoT Hub.
Nice.
And as we're pumping the data from the DevKit board here, for example, you know, some random data like wind speed, temperature, humidity, and at a certain frequency, right? Whenever we entered the command here, we said sample at this frequency and then ship the data over to the cloud, and that's exactly what it's doing.
Okay.
We're sampling at a certain rate and then getting this data on the IoT Hub here.
Awesome, pretty straightforward. And because, once again, you're using the SDK that is provided, all the features of IoT Hub are available when you're using this device, the device twin, the methods, the automatic device management features, and things like that.
That's correct. Okay. And you can see how seamless it is to write an application, use the Qualcomm's LTE IoT SDK toolkit to actually push the application. And you know, this enables a lot of non-licensees as well to actually write their Azure applications and basically take advantage of the Azure cloud.
This is awesome. So we're going to add a link to where people can find more information about the DevKit, but also about this integration. Having the SDK by default on these devices will be super useful for developers. Do you have anything you wanted to add?
No, that's it. I think we have pretty much shown that we can take any end user can take a module like an end development board like this. That's have a customer development board which has Qualcomm, which has Microsoft Azure pre-integrated into the Qualcomm chipset, and write their end user applications. It could be any monitoring sensor based applications, and then basically set up their Azure cloud account and use the live over the air connection. Data connection to actually ship this data to the Azure cloud.
Fantastic.
And writing and pushing these applications are made very easy using the Qualcomm LTE IoT SDK.
Awesome. Well, we're going to add, as I was mentioning, the link in the description of this video. We invite everyone actually to go and check it out, get the dev kit, connect them to Azure. Should be pretty straightforward, as just demoed. Thanks a lot, guys, for getting on Skype, for showing us all of that. And we'll look forward to have more interaction with you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Olivier, and thanks for the opportunity.
Thanks, everyone. Don't forget to subscribe for the IoT Show.